Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program. Here you can bring up whatever's on your mind. All you have to do is dial in at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris. To start things out, we're going to focus again on what's happening in Ukraine, or what is alleged to be happening in Ukraine, because, as I pointed out, and I think we should continue to point out, you cannot trust the Western media, because they're basically mouthpieces of the United States government, and you cannot trust the Russian government either.
Nope.
Yeah.
So, where is the truth? Well, it's hard to know, but at least we have the ability, finally, now that we have the internet age, to actually get both sides, and whatever other sides there might be out
there. Well, do you hear that they're actually censoring people for expressing at least some views? Well,
who's they?
I don't know. I think it's, was it the UK that was going? I forget who it was, but somebody's going after YouTube and
the allegation here is that YouTube is censoring certain accounts.
Yeah.
So this was posted by Odyssey, which is where we do our live streaming.
Yeah, it's not just YouTube, though. There's others. That I think Twitter was doing it, too. There's a few. There's a few other social media.
They're all run by the same deep state.
Yeah. Yeah, that might be a fair argument.
So according to the Odyssey team post that they made earlier today, Odyssey, again, is the freedom-friendly streaming platform. It's also a video storage platform that is ultimately based on a protocol called Library, which is a decentralized blockchain-based, what's the right word here, social or not social, well, I guess it does have a social aspect to it, but it's a media storage protocol. It's an uncensorable, Library is an uncensorable media storage protocol. So that's what backs up the Odyssey system. And Odyssey, of course, is trying to compete with YouTube. They've created a pretty nice-looking platform that has existed now for a couple of years. And, of course, whenever YouTube does something naughty, they usually comment on it over at the Odyssey social media. So they say here that apparently YouTube is now banning Ukraine war coverage, or at least some Ukraine war coverage. Somebody comments here.
Anything that doesn't slant it in the right direction,
yeah,
if they're true to form.
As I understand it, it's pro-Russian. So if you're pro-Russian, whatever that means, they're going to ban you.
Yeah. Well, actually, the reverse is what's being said here. So somebody claims their account was banned because YouTube is being flooded by Russian bots who are reporting anyone who speaks out against what they describe as war criminal dictator Putin. YouTube, you're being attacked, and your human account holders are being kicked off your platform by a flood of Russian bots. Do something and stop sitting on your hands over Russia. Their money will not make up for the crimes they are currently committing, and it makes no financial sense to allow your audience to be evicted and replaced with bots.
The thing is,
how does that work?
There's nobody but criminals involved. The people running the Ukraine are criminals, the people
right.
running Russia are criminals, and the people running the United States are criminals.
This person has obviously bought into the Western propaganda that Russia is bad and that Putin is Hitler. As we pointed out last night, actually both sides are calling each other Nazis.
Yeah.
So on one side you've got Putin, who's saying he's there in Ukraine to, quote, denazify the country. And there's actually a story from the Russian propaganda about what that means that we can share coming up here. But then on the other hand, if you look at the front of Drudge Report right now, they literally have a photograph of Putin dressed up as Hitler with, like, a little Hitler mustache. And
I wanted to do one like that for Trudeau.
I think that's been done. Actually,
I couldn't find one on the net.
You might not have looked hard enough. I'm certain I've seen that one with Trudeau.
Yeah.
So both sides are saying that the other side is the Nazis, and the propaganda is hitting hard and heavy.
Well, neither side is lying, from what I can tell. That both sides are Nazis.
Indeed.
Yeah.
DailyMail.co.uk says that Anonymous has now declared quote-unquote cyber war against Vladimir Putin's government before announcing they have taken down the Kremlin-backed TV channel RT, which is interesting because last night I was saying on the air that I was having trouble accessing RT from a couple of my devices on this local fiber internet connection that we have here. I was able to pull it up on my cell phone's internet connection.
What's interesting is I think it's still on YouTube, actually, RT. So
wouldn't surprise me. And it's back, by the way. I'm able to once again access the site from the same device that wasn't working on it last night. I was getting like connection reset errors last night.
The thing that's weird,
it'd be pretty hard for a hacker to take RT off YouTube without taking YouTube down.
Right.
Which sounds probably more than they
tough.
Want to do.
Yeah. It's weird. It's weird, though, because, you know, RT is like the first thing I would think that they would go after as far as, you know, the government and trying to take down pro-Russian content. But what's interesting, though, is that RT doesn't actually have that many viewers for their videos. I'm not sure what the subscriber numbers are, but like a couple hundred thousand maybe for a video.
Okay.
Their numbers aren't like, they're not like,
that's pretty sweet. I would be happy with that.
I know.
that was what I was getting.
Okay, but we're like little people, you know.
Yeah.
I expect when, you know, you get to millions of views for at least some of your videos, then you're kind of in the big leagues on YouTube as opposed to
I bet you if you went to CNN site, they probably have some weak videos, too.
They probably do, but I didn't see
Joe Rogan gets much better numbers than CNN.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't think I didn't see a single video on, like, RT that was, like, a million views. Mm. So, whereas if you look at ABC or CNN or any of these other channels.
Well, YouTube pushes those other channels, by the way.
I'm sure they do.
If you search for some sort of news or whatever. Like, for instance, a good example of this would have been the Ottawa trucker convoy thing that I went to YouTube because I wanted to find live streams from Ottawa. And so I type in Ottawa. And then, of course, it's like CBC, which is the government's official propaganda in Canada. And then the Toronto News. And then all the official government-approved, government-sponsored news sources were first on the list. And you had to scroll quite a ways before you could get to the actual independent journalists.
CIA tube.
Yeah. So let's get into this story about Anonymous here, because there's not much else to say about YouTube. I mean, it's no surprise that they're, you know, doing the bidding of whoever it is they're doing the bidding of. But Anonymous has now declared cyber war against Vladimir Putin's government. So this is after the invasion of Ukraine. The elusive computer experts issued a stark announcement on their Twitter account. Because I think you guys pointed this out off the air, like, Anonymous is supposed to be decentralized. It's supposed, like, how do they have an official Twitter account?
They don't. They can't. It doesn't work that way.
So and who controls?
If they're a bunch of criminals, then how can they stay on Twitter when I can't?
So this is the funny thing, right? Like, Anonymous is both pro the Kremlin, pro Ukraine, and pro the United States, and anti the U.S., anti Ukraine, and anti Putin, like all simultaneously.
They said shortly before 10 p.m. quote, "The Anonymous Collective is officially in cyber war against the Russian government." 30 minutes later, they announced they had taken down the website of RT, which broadcasts in Britain and around the world, for that matter. When the Daily Mail attempted to access the site, it was inaccessible and only displayed an error message that said this site can't be reached. The cyber war declaration raises the prospect that Russia could be subjected to systematic hacking attempts in the coming days. And prior to the invasion on Thursday, the country's government and banks were targeted by a massive cyber attack that was believed to have been carried out by Russia. People on social media responded positively to Anonymous's cyber war declaration against Putin. And then it just goes on to talk about what people have to say about this. But, of course, what does the Russian government have to say? And that is the one thing you are not going to be given in the mainstream Western media coverage of this, is a fair assessment of what their position is.
Is it a fair assessment that you have something from the Russian perspective?
Oh,
Or at least Putin's perspective?
Oh, yes, because RT's website is accessible at the moment.
Okay,
as
great.
Is their other alternative, which I'm sure the hackers probably don't know that much about, Sputnik International, which is their kind of their alternative to RT. It's another Russian-controlled, government-funded media. And so there's an article here about what is meant when Putin says denazification, because that's one of his goals, supposedly, in invading Ukraine, is to denazify it.
The Ukraine was well known for collaborating during World War II.
So we're going to talk about that coming up here in moments. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. You can join us at 603-283-6160. This is...
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The phones are open here. You can join us. Talk about Ukraine. Coming up, we'll get into an interesting turnaround from a pretty big name computer programmer on his opinions regarding Bitcoin, because he was completely against it, and the situation in Canada apparently has changed his mind. We'll get into that on the way here tonight with you. By the way, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris. And don't forget, speaking of Bitcoin, you can head over to Bitcoin.com, and that is where you can learn things about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash and cryptocurrency in general. There's a little learning curve involved in learning the basics, but they'll help you out. And it's free. So you can go over to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started at the top of the page to do that. Once again, that's Bitcoin.com. There's no better time than now. If you've waited, you should go and get started learning about Bitcoin, because as these government monies become worth less and less through the process of inflation, it is all the more important for you to understand what the alternatives are. And Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, Bitcoin Cash, etc., these are alternatives for you to the government systems. And I heard, by the way, that the, whatever the hell the Ukrainian money is called is starting to take a dive. So Ukrainians all of a sudden really interested in cryptocurrency, more so than ever before. Exchange numbers are something like quadrupling out there.
I'm actually surprised that the numbers aren't going up for crypto.
They are.
I guess they did. They went from like 36 to 39.
They took a dive down to about 34th. We're just talking about the Bitcoin price here. The Bitcoin price took a dive down to about 34,000 the night of the invasion.
Okay.
And then ever since then, it's been coming up. So it's up to around 39,000.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, it does what it wants.
It does. You know? It really does. It's so unpredictable. Like with Greece, I remember I remember things went up as a result of Greece.
When they were having those banking runs.
They basically restricted the amount of money I think people could withdraw from ATMs and things like that. And they just basically stole, citizens or their people's money, I guess, that were in Greece banks.
Wow. Yeah, there's supposed to be a bank run going on in Canada also.
I've heard about that, too.
Yeah.
Which is a wonderful thing.
Yeah, there's a lot of people closing down TD accounts from what I'm hearing.
Yeah, I saw a photograph of a guy holding a stack of the Canadian money, and he talks about how he was with TD Bank for 33 years, and he went in and closed out his account. And he's going to take all of his car loans away from TD Bank as well. So step by step, he's cutting them out.
It's not just Canadians. I know people in the United States are closing that account. I know one person personally who closed his account. I think already closed, or he's going to close it on Monday.
Maybe. Is he going to tell him why?
For sure. Okay, I'm sure.
Good.
Yeah.
By the way, TD stands for Toronto Dominion. That's
right.
What the TD stands
right.
For. Yeah, it's actually, I learned a little bit more about it. It's a combination of two other banks. So one was called Dominion Bank. The other one was like Toronto something or other. So that's where that came from.
Makes sense. Yeah.
The number here is 603-283-6160. So we're talking about the Ukraine situation. What is it that was meant when Putin said he intended to, quote, denazify the Ukraine government? That was one of his two goals in this invasion, which some people would call it an invasion. Other people would call it a freedom-fighting excursion.
Yeah, Putin doesn't care about freedom.
No, of course not.
Yeah.
But that his original reason, ostensibly, for going in was to back up the independence movements in the Donbas region of Ukraine, which is two states of Ukraine that had declared independence.
That's what he says. The reason... I think that he's going in is because NATO has refused to close the door on Ukraine joining them. And Putin does not want NATO at his back door.
Oh, and he's saying that now.
He's been saying that for years.
Yeah.
And he said that in Crimea before he went in there.
Right.
We bear some fault.
You mean the U.S. government?
The U.S. government bears some fault.
Yeah, the strategic, I mean, I think it's pretty obvious the strategic, reasons that, Putin doesn't want, a hostile neighbor, right, effectively, because that's kind of what Ukraine has become. But at the same time, it's not the first country he's invaded in recent years. He's also invaded a Georgia, I believe, and I think there was another one.
Both of which were in talks with NATO.
It's one of these things where it's like, he probably would and will invade other countries and continue to do so, is my gut feeling.
Well, I'll tell you this, if they took over Canada, we wouldn't want them there.
You mean if the Russians took over Canada?
Yeah, if the Russians took over Canada, we wouldn't want them there. I mean, Trudeau's bad enough.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens. They've got, we'll see how it goes. Obviously, they could invade Canada, I suppose, if that's something they want to do.
Yeah, they're not going to take over Canada.
They'd have to go through Alaska first.
My point is, we don't want, nobody wants him at their back door.
Yeah.
He doesn't want us or NATO at his back door.
Yes, exactly. And supposedly, at least according to Putin, in some of the statements that he's been making, that you know, they were promised that NATO would not continue to expand after the fall of the Soviet Union, and
which they were.
It has.
Yeah, that's true. There was a non-binding promise, effectively, which is meaningless.
Sure.
That they
would
expand.
Lie?
Yeah.
Right. Isn't that what a non-binding promise is?
Absolutely. Spot on. You hit the mark. Nobody.
Oh, and by the way, there was a image that came out today that was apparently, I think, the border of Poland to Ukraine. So Poland is one of the countries that borders Ukraine on the northwest side there. And the claim was that NATO is sending in truckloads full of quote-unquote supplies, which, you know, it's weapons, into Ukraine. So, I mean, NATO is apparently moving into Ukraine.
That's interesting.
As we speak.
I heard the United States, I believe, had, you know, supplied them with, but I think the United States was more blatant as to what they were sending in terms of arms. So, I think they, like, I don't know if it was rocket launcher. It was something very obviously to fight Russia, right? Like they weren't playing games. They were using the words. They weren't shy about the words they were using.
I guess when you buy Joe Biden and his crackhead kid, you get what you pay for.
So, who was behind the coup that happened in Ukraine in 2014? I've heard rumors the CIA might have been involved in that, and Putin references that coup.
Interesting.
In the Sputnik news story here, in the question of what did Putin...
But they would never rig our elections, because they've got morals.
Right. What did he mean by the denazification, or denazification? For years, says... this is, again, Russian propaganda. All of it's propaganda. It's either Western propaganda or it's Russian propaganda. So you decide... Russia's been calling on Western nations to investigate cases of human rights abuse, illegal killings, and war crimes committed by the Ukrainian authorities that came to power after the coup in 2014. Moscow pointed out that many of them were committed by neo-Nazis against Russians or Russian-speaking people. When Vladimir Putin was announcing the start of a special operation to protect the Donetsk and Luhansk People's Republics on the 24th of February, he described the goals as, quote, demilitarizing and denazifying, unquote, Ukraine. His spokesman later elaborated that denazifying means that Russia is planning to free Ukraine from neo-Nazis, their supporters, and their ideology. So again, you've got both sides claiming that the other side is the Nazi.
Neo-Nazis, neo-commies, all the same to me.
Yeah, don't think either of them have the high ground here.
No.
Let's talk about it on the way. The number is 603-283-6160. Plus, if you want to weigh in on your thoughts on Ukraine or whatever's on your mind, you can bring up what you want on free.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Russian President Vladimir Putin will be sanctioned by the Biden administration. The White House saying the move against Putin is being done in partnership with allies in Europe. This as New York is preparing to welcome thousands of refugees from Ukraine. Manhattan Borough President Mark Levine saying New York City needs to start preparing for the arrival of refugees.
The city does need to start investing now in the nonprofits that have the expertise but are already overstretched and need to start preparing now for what could be the arrival of thousands just in New York City alone.
Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson says she's truly humbled to be President Biden's nominee for the Supreme Court. The president keeping his promise to use skin color as the main prerequisite for his Supreme Court nominee. USA Radio News. The CDC is updating the metrics it uses for recommending masks. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky was among those to unveil a new community-level metric system that labels an area's COVID level as low, medium, and high.
As the virus continues to circulate in our communities, we must focus our metrics beyond just cases in the community and direct our efforts toward protecting people at high risk for severe illness.
The CDC saying masks only need to be worn when a community is in the high level. Immunocompromised are recommended to wear masks in a location where it is in the medium tier. Pope Francis is weighing in on Russia invading Ukraine.
AFP, the French private international news agency headquartered in Paris, is reporting Pope Francis made a visit Friday to the Russian embassy in the Holy See, also called the See of Rome, to express his concern for the war. The meeting lasted less than an hour. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open here. You can join the program. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Nobody,
and Chris. And you can join us online anytime you want. Head over to freetalklive.com, and you can follow our podcast, which is available via RSS feeds. We've got those over at feeds.freetalklive.com. It'll take you right to a page where you can copy those feed URLs and drop them right into your favorite podcast client, whatever that might happen to be. And then you will be receiving automatically our episodes as they are uploaded. So you don't have to think about it. They're just right there for you whenever you want to go and grab them and listen to them. So check out our feeds at feeds.freetalklive.com. As we go to your phone calls and thoughts more about the so-called denazification of Ukraine. That's what Putin has been saying that his goal is in this invasion. What does it mean? We'll talk about that. But first, we've got Sam on the line in Ohio. Sam, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah. So I've been trying for a long time to convince some of my relatives that the dollar is eventually going to become worthless. And they always keep telling me, well, it doesn't matter. And so I was almost wondering, like...
It doesn't matter?
Yeah.
Well, are they already really highly invested in gold and silver and cryptocurrency or other investments?
No, nothing.
No.
They
okay.
only have stocks.
Oof, that's probably not a good plan. So you tried to tell them what?
Basically, the dollar is a fiction of your imagination, and the only reason why it has any value to you at all is because you fakely trust it, because of the decree that it has any value.
Okay.
Explain the term fiat and everything to them.
I mean, they probably value it because other people will accept it. If nobody will accept it, then they're not going to. Well, it's not going to be very useful to them either.
Do they notice the fact that prices are going up? Have they taken, you know, are they aware of that?
Yeah, but they try to ignore that too. They're like, oh, that's happened before. Doesn't matter.
Well, it certainly has happened before. I mean, that's because the dollar's supply is constantly being inflated.
I guess as long as you're not saving the money, it might not be as big of a deal.
Yeah, are they spenders? Do they spend every single dollar that they
receive? Paycheck to paycheck?
No.
No. They're saving dollars?
No, they're invested in stocks.
Oh, stocks, right.
Yeah.
Well, stocks do tend to float on top of inflation.
Yeah, that's true.
Because, you know, a corporation has a certain level of debt. And if that level of debt stays constant, well, their prices keep rising, then they're actually becoming more profitable against the equipment. The thing that makes corporations go bankrupt in the presence of inflation is they fail to calculate that it's going to cost more to replace their capital equipment. So then when things wear out, they end up getting surprised and, oh no, we're underwater now.
Oh, that thing that cost X 20 years ago now costs 3X.
Exactly.
Or 100X or 1000X, depending on where you are.
Yeah.
Hyperinflation.
Plus, you know, as the prices start to crash, or as, you know, not the prices, but it's as the dollar continues to crash and crash harder, that's probably going to cause some financial difficulties for these companies, and companies that have been doing all right may all of a sudden not be doing so great. But these are things that aren't going to persuade your parents or whoever it is you're talking about. They don't sound like they are particularly open to persuasion on this, so I think you should probably just give up on them, honestly. I mean, if they see prices rising and they don't care about it, then I don't see how you could get them to care.
You know who might
actually... So it's almost like they're brainwashed is what you're saying?
Well, I mean, I wasn't going to use those terms. It's just they're ignorant, and they're blissfully ignorant about it. They don't care. I mean, most people would... Are they rich? Are your parents really wealthy?
No, they're middle class.
Okay, because, like, if you had an S-ton of money, then I guess you might not care as much about the prices going up at the grocery store. But when people see prices going up and it matters to them what the bottom line is as far as their household budget and that sort of thing, then they might want to know why that is happening. But if your parents see prices going up and they just shrug it off, like, oh, well, that's just the way things are, then it just doesn't seem like they're persuadable. I mean, what do you guys think? Have you ever tried to persuade friends or family member on these issues?
It's a battle not worth having.
I don't argue with my family about politics.
Yeah, it's not even just family. It's just in general that's an argument. I mean, it's a battle that's just not worth having with most people. People are just stuck in their ways. Either they understand what you're saying or they don't.
I mean, the frustration I think that Sam is bringing up here is that it's different from just, you know, your average Joe on the street or a coworker or something. Your family, it's a lot of times you care about them, right? Like you want what's best for them, unless they're like abusive to you or something like that. I see you're rolling your eyes, Chris. So I don't know what
I don't
want
to be abusive to you, but
I don't know what your relationship is with your family. But a lot of people are real close to their family, and it's frustrating to them when they don't care about the same things that you do. I personally have moved on myself.
Like, yeah,
it doesn't matter to me what they you know want to do.
I mean, you're just not going to change people's minds.
No.
So it's like, why?
And you're even less likely to change your family's mind.
Right. And why are you going to exert energy for, you know, something that you're not going to accomplish anything anyway?
I have a good relationship with my family, and I kind of want to keep it that way. So
right. All the more reason not to have that conversation.
So I'm telling them they're wrong.
Arguing politics with them is not the answer. They grew up during the Great Depression under FDR. And
your parents are in their 90s, by the way.
Yeah, they were indoctrinated by his schools.
And they've never changed, huh?
No.
See, I would have thought that the exact opposite would be true of grandparents, that they would understand, you know, putting money under the bed as opposed to putting it in banks, because they lost money.
Well, my grandfather lost money, not my father.
For some reason, I thought you said grandparents.
No.
So, Sam, your any other thoughts you want to share on this? Go ahead.
So it sounds like you're almost saying that it's like they're brainwashed to the point where it's a lost cause.
I mean, that's ultimately a decision that you have to make. I agree with what nobody said here. I also have a good relationship with my parents, but I understand that if I tell them the things that I'm interested in and do, that that usually leads to arguments, at least on the case of my mom, and my dad just kind of keeps quiet.
he knows better.
he's the one that has to live with her. I leave it alone because it doesn't benefit me, and it doesn't matter if I persuade them on these issues. They've made up their mind, and to me, my time is valuable, and it's only worth spending on people that are good prospects, and I don't consider them to be good prospects. I consider younger people generally to be better prospects. They're less set in their ways than people who, you know, are in their retirement age.
I usually look for people who are at a teachable point, because it changes depending on where you are in your life. It's when you start, when I hear people expressing surprise or observing things that, that we can explain.
Like, my God, these prices.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Or, you know, what are they why are they pushing these masks? They don't work.
Mm-hmm.
I look for somebody who's at least considering taking the red pill. The CDC, by the way, has offered guidance. They're strongly recommending that that we take the blue pill, not the red pill.
Yeah, Sam, how old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
22.
And so you're at a young, point in your life at which you've got to get over the idea that the odds are you're probably never going to change your family's mind about things, and focus your time and your effort on more productive things for you. Maybe, planning whatever's coming next for you, whether that be getting out of your family's house and migrating to where people actually understand what these things mean. Because, as we've talked about, the Free State Project and the idea of getting liberty lovers together in one place, there's just no better plan. And a lot of families aren't going to understand that. They're going to call, they're going to say, oh, my God, my son's joining a cult or whatever. And the reality is, it makes sense to be with like-minded people. And it's sad when your family isn't like-minded. It's frustrating.
Tell them you're not joining a cult. You're leaving one.
Oh,
thanks, Sam. You like that one.
Yeah, that's good.
All right, thanks, Sam, for the call. There's more coming up here. If you've got advice for Sam, feel free to weigh in here. It's free.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss.
Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Live, you can join the show and bring up whatever you want. And the number for you, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Tonight it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
We just had a call about communicating the idea of inflation. He actually used the term that the dollar will become worthless. And it's probably not going to go to zero anytime soon, right? Like, even the Venezuelan Bolivar, which has been debased beyond belief, if you get a few million of them together, you can still buy a pack of gum. Still worth something.
You can
something.
Get three eggs for a billion Zimbabwe dollars.
Yeah, or right. A trillion, or whatever, or who's counting?
Yeah.
They're always probably going to be worth something until they're not anymore. I mean, they could just abase the hell out of these things. But the truth is, the dollar is worth less than it was 10 years ago or even a year ago. So it is constantly becoming worth less, just that when people hear worthless, they think, you know, zero. And odds are it isn't going to jump to zero in, you know, 2 weeks. They've got their plans, and they've got their means of stretching this thing out as long as they can benefit from it. And bet you better believe they plan to benefit as much as they can from printing as many dollars into circulation
and
as possible.
And the other thing is, it's been going on for 100 years.
Yeah.
So people are used to the idea that prices just rise over time.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But that's not the case in a free society. In a free society, at least the expectation is, as technology increases, if the value of your money stays constant, prices should be falling.
Correct.
And wages should be rising.
And that includes, like, you know, things that you don't think of as technological, right? Like, I mean, we can see it in television sets. That's still happening today. Mm-hmm. But even, like, a bottle of rubbing alcohol should be cheaper over time rather than more expensive, because the manufacturing technology becomes more efficient, the supply chain sides become more efficient, and indeed, after you adjust for inflation, and in fact, I think even sometimes in raw numbers or raw prices, things like that are indeed cheaper now than they were years ago. Even the cost of gasoline, for instance, mm-hmm. as high as it seems, it's still cheaper than it was 15 years ago. Or 10 years ago or whatever. Somebody was
adjusted for inflation, yeah. But what they're
not
doing.
Even necessarily. I mean, yes, definitely adjusted for inflation, but in some cases, it's actually been cheaper because it had gone as high as $4 a gallon, I think, toward the end of the Bush administration.
In the 70s?
No, $4 a gallon was like within the last 15 years.
Hmm.
We were just talking about this the other night.
I think you might be right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't remember it personally, but somebody in the studio checked it, and it was like, I don't know if it was a 2008 or 2009 or something like that, but it was a long time ago.
Yeah.
But so, you know, now $4 a gallon after, you know,
yeah,
cheaper.
It went down for a while and then it kind of shot back
up.
It
went way down when they were fracking in America.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the thing that was that's one of the things that upset Venezuela's apple cart is all their plans were based on the idea that the price of oil would go up and up and up and it didn't do
that.
Yeah,
it was a bunch of countries.
Leave it
like
to
that.
A government to put all their eggs in one basket.
By the way, since we are talking about the inflation numbers, even the government's own dishonest numbers that they produce on a monthly basis, one of those numbers is the producer price index. It went up again in January and hit 9.7% for the 12-month period, which is just off of its record high. So incredible high numbers. That's basically the wholesale price index at 9.7%.
Just off its record high for inflation?
I think the record high, this thing's actually only been around since like 2010.
Oh, okay, because I was going to say in the 1970s, all you heard on TV every time you turned on the news was double-digit unemployment and double-digit inflation.
Yeah, it says it's close to a record, and it may be after adjusting for inflation, because I'm seeing the chart, and I don't see anything even close to 9.7% in the previous decade. So,
not in the last decade. It's,
yeah.
Last time we had double-digit inflation, which is just over 9.6, was in the 70s.
So anyway, that's the, again, official government numbers, and we know the reality is probably very different from that. The reality is probably much higher. So you want to weigh in here, you can. The number is 603-283-6160. But if your loved ones just don't understand what inflation is and they don't seem to care about prices going up, then you're wasting your breath trying to explain it to them. You're better off spending your time researching some cryptocurrencies. So, you know, decide which ones you want to invest into or getting some gold or silver. Gold, by the way, coming up at record highs as well. Have you seen the price of gold recently? Over $1,900 per ounce.
Nice.
Yeah, it spiked up, I think, to like 1930 the other day.
Yeah, all I know is, anybody who knows anything about money is going to tell you diversify, diversify, diversify. That way, when whether it's stocks or stocks go down or whatever, if you've got a nice selection of assets that you've invested in, you're less likely to be impacted as badly.
The only person I can think of who speaks badly about diversification is Warren Buffett.
Hmm.
He says, diversification is for people who don't know what's going on. Now, most people don't know what's going on.
But the problem is
because you don't know. The thing is, he's got a direct line from the politicians telling him what they're going to do in advance. They lie to the rest of us.
Yeah, but, I mean, even the politicians don't always know exactly what's going to happen. I mean, if they don't know
what's going to happen,
a nuke goes off,
they're going to do. Fed rates, they know.
Yeah, they're going to print more money. That's true.
But
war, like, they're going to be printing even more than they were.
Yeah, I mean, there's still some things that are like outside of one's vision, even if you're a government.
Well, yeah, you don't know what all the black swan events might be, but you know they're going to come.
That's racist.
For listeners that don't know, the black swan is the idea of this kind of unusual occurrence, right? Like that, the idea you don't see black swans very often, but they do happen, they do exist, and you know there's going to be some sort of unpredicted event. You just don't know exactly what it's going to be, and it's going to change things in a way that it's hard to predict.
Imagine how much money you could have made if you knew this plandemic was going to happen before it did.
Oh, yeah, you could have invested in the mask companies.
companies, but
or whatever.
Any of the big companies, Walmart, Amazon.
They did very well.
It made the rich richer and the poor poorer, which I'm quite sure is what it was designed to do.
So back into the denazification, what does that mean? There's an interesting article here by SputnikNews.com, which for listeners that don't know, that's like the alternative to RT. It's another Russian government-funded news site. And so Vladimir Putin has said he wants to demilitarize and denazify Ukraine. Moscow has repeatedly warned foreign nations about neo-Nazis taking control of Ukraine following the West-backed coup in 2014, but the Western nations choose to ignore the human rights violations committed by the Kyiv regime. So what were those crimes? Setting trade unions' house on fire with people in it. As nationalists and neo-Nazis were illegally seizing power across the country, they faced opposition from the so-called anti-Maidan movement, which was against the coup. Clashes between neo-Nazis and anti-Maidan protesters took place across the country, but what happened in Odessa in May of 2014, on the 2nd, would be remembered as one of the darkest pages in Ukraine's history. Following street fighting with neo-Nazis, the anti-Maidan protesters barricaded themselves in a local trade union's house. Their opponents, backed by the new Ukrainian authorities, which some say were put into place by the CIA, encircled the building and set it on fire using petrol bombs. When the blaze erupted on the second and third floors of the building, several hundred people trapped inside desperately tried to escape. 10 of them fell to their death. 32 more died suffering from severe burns and suffocating from smoke, and 250 others managed to escape the death trap with various injuries as firefighters arrived at the scene an hour after the blaze broke out. They also say that apart from deploying regular troops to shell the cities of the Donbas region, which we talked about earlier, that was the two eastern states of Ukraine that declared independence that same year of 2014, the DPR and LPR for short, the new Kyiv leadership attracted several so-called volunteer battalions, ragtag groups of people, often nationalists and ex-convicts, funded and equipped by Ukrainian oligarchs and businessmen with connections to the new government. Their members were often involved in various war crimes, ranging from looting to killing civilians and rape. We'll tell you more about the Russian side of things here in moments, and you can share your thoughts as well. 603-283-6160. What's the truth in Ukraine? You decide. It's Free Talk Live.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendova.